Pastor Brandon here, and looking through Judge Report today, I see that The Guardian UK is reporting shocking evidence of conditions akin to slavery on trawlers that provide fish for European dinner tables has been found in an investigation off the coast of West Africa. That's right, forced labor and human rights abuses involving African crews have been uncovered on trawlers fishing illegally for the European market by investigators for an environmental campaign group. They say, "We didn't set out to look at human rights, but rather to tackle the illegal fishing that's decimating fish stocks. But having been on board, we have seen conditions that unquestionably meet the UN official definition of forced labor or modern-day slavery. Graphs and film of the areas in which the crews were working and sleeping show quarters with ceilings less than a meter high, where the men cannot stand up. Temperatures in the fish holds on some vessels where men were being required to sort, process, and pack fish for lucrative European and Asian markets were 40 to 45 degrees with no ventilation. On some vessels, the crews of up to 200 had little access to clean drinking water. Yes, folks, tragically, slavery is alive and well still to this day. Whether it's the sex trade here in the States or the horrible mistreatment aboard illegal fishing ships in the waters off the Pacific, we are constantly reminded of the fact that mankind does not live in fear of God. But why? The question I want to ask today is, why does this disgust us so? What is it that sparks the internal and sometimes external outrage against these perpetrators of violence on our fellow humans? Well, as the Bible teaches, it is our innate belief in the dignity of man. Man was created in the image of God, and no matter how much that idea is attacked, all men instinctively know that mankind is special. In Genesis chapter 9, God instituted government on that very principle of man's dignity. He said to Noah, "And for your lifeblood, I will require a reckoning. From every beast I will require it, and from man. From his fellow man I will require a reckoning for the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God made man in his own image." This noble view that you see in scriptures, both in the Old and the New Testaments, is the view that Abraham held. It led him to circumcise his own slaves, his own servants. They too were dignified before God. They too, not just his biological heirs, but his very servants, were to be a part of God's covenant people. They were held in high esteem. This high view of man is prevalent throughout the law of God. Slave trading was a capital offense within the theocracy of Israel. Even God upheld a high view of man when he decreed judgment on the Assyrians for their practices of catching men in nets and selling them off into slavery. The Apostle Paul, he wrote in the New Testament to slave owners in his own day. He said, "Masters, stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both your slave's master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him." So the Bible takes the legs out from under illegal slavery by insisting on the equality and dignity of man before God. But does the Bible have anything to say regarding legal money-making relationships? Perhaps the employment is not forced by the employer. Perhaps the employment is merely forced by the dire circumstances of the employee. There's a scarcity of work in his land, or there's a famine in the land. Does the employer have a right to capitalize on the misfortunes of the employee? Absolutely not. Paul quoted from the law in 1 Corinthians 9, "Thou shalt not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain." Is it for the oxen that God is concerned? Does he not speak entirely for our sake? "It was written for our sake," Paul says, "because the plowman should plow in hope, and the thresher thresh in hope of sharing in the crop." Paul had found within the law of God a universal principle that applies even to this day. Employers should not deprive even an ox, much less an employee who has been made in the image of God, his fair share of the profits. To do so would be cruel. It would even amount to something akin to slavery. One other example of the Bible's condemnation of legal money-making, which capitalizes on the misfortunes of others, is found in Exodus 22. There, the law of God prohibits charging interest to the poor. Does the word prohibit charging interest? Of course not. But it does condemn making money off the misfortunes of others, even if your endeavors are legal. But what is the answer to this global dilemma of legal and illegal cruelty? I think we have to close with this. Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. When a man who has made a living off the backs of the little guy meets Jesus, he learns a lesson only the master can teach: charity. In other words, love your neighbor as yourself. Thank Jesus for sending the Holy Spirit to enable Christians to do that. And oh, that we Christians would make known Christ to a world of cruelty and a world of legal and illegal slavery.